This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Lee, and I'm from Korea. I like the building of London. It's quite strange for me. I think London is a very beautiful city.
Okay, Lee, here in England,
yeah.
Do you watch the news or do you listen to the news?
I usually listen to the news on the internet.
On the internet?
Yeah.
BBC News?
Yes.
Of course.
Of course. I think that's very good for me to learn English.
We're going to hear a fictional news report now about an attack on a group of tourists by a dog. Listen carefully and then tell me, does the newsreader make any grammatical mistakes?
And some news are just in. A group of tourists was bitten by a stray dog. Rabies are a serious threat in the region, so everybody are in hospital.
Okay, do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
And some news are just in. A group of tourists was bitten by a stray dog. Rabies are a serious threat in the region, so everybody are in hospital.
Okay, so did the newsreader make any grammatical errors?
Yes, I think there is a problem with grammar. On the verbs.
With the verbs?
Yeah, with the verbs. A group of tourists just bitten.
Mm-hmm.
Will be a group of tourists is bitten.
Uh-huh. So you think maybe it should be in the present tense or something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think you're right to say that there are some grammatical problems, but I don't think it's to do with the tenses. Let's find out exactly what the problems are by going over to our language expert, Catherine.
Hi, Lee. In fact, there were four mistakes. The newsreader should have said, news is just in. A group of tourists were bitten. Rabies is a serious threat. Everybody is in hospital. In English, singular subjects usually take singular verbs, and plural subjects take plural verbs.
My brother lives in Moscow, but my sisters live in St. Petersburg.
But some subjects can be tricky. Firstly, indefinite pronouns like everybody and everything have a plural meaning but take singular verbs. Listen.
Everybody is in hospital. Nobody is safe.
What's more, some nouns which end in S are actually singular, like news, mathematics, physics, diabetes and rabies. Listen.
Today's news is that rabies is on the increase.
But words like people, children, data and media need a plural verb, even though they don't end in S.
The media have collected more data.
Now, a collective noun like family, team, government and group can be singular or plural, since we can view it as a single group or as a collection of individuals. We can say,
the team has worked well this year.
Or,
the team have promised to work harder.
So with this example,
a group of tourists were bitten by a stray dog.
Each tourist was bitten individually. The dog didn't bite them all together in one big bite. So to sum up, indefinite pronouns like everybody and nothing take singular verbs. Some nouns which end with S, like news and diabetes, are actually single. Other words like data and media are plural, and collective nouns like government and group can be single or plural. Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, Lee, we're going to listen to some more made-up stories now, and it's the same newsreader, and she's obviously not very good at English, so you need to listen out for more mistakes, okay?
Yes.
And now, science. genetics have finally answered a question that no one has been able to answer until now.
So what should it be?
Genetics has finally answered a question.
Very good, very good. Genetics has finally answered a question that no one has been able to answer until now. Very good. Okay, let's hear the next little bit.
The government has promised to invest more money in this area. The scientists say that this investment are essential to the project.
I think scientists face the...
You think it should be scientists face. Says?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually plural, but you might have missed that at the end there. So that's actually correct. Let me read you that second sentence. The scientists say that this investment are essential to the project.
This investment is...
Essential.
Essential.
To the project. Very good, yes. So that should be singular. And I need to say that that's obviously not a BBC newsreader, because BBC newsreaders never make grammatical mistakes.
Oh, of course.
Well done, Lee. You did really, really well with this week's grammar.
BBC Learning English.com.